Good evening, good afternoon, good day. It's your boy Big Q representing T-Boy TV. This is Sunday's Best for NFL Week 8. This is going to be Week 8 with the halfway point. This week I am once again being joined by the lovely Vernie B. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. I felt like jumping on today, so here I am.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. I think, you had the primetime slot last week. I get the primetime slot on Thursday night this week, right? Should be good, right?
Yeah, it should be good today. Yeah. But, I mean, you're playing Atlanta, so.
Well.
You're going to see how they choose to lose this week.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. But, you know, I will take a victory wherever I can get one because I don't want to see my team lose for a third week in a row.
And your division is getting tight. The old man is showing y'all he got something in the tank still. Yes. So
you know, it's going to be exciting. We'll get into that a little bit later. I think it's going to be good. We got a pretty good show today. We had some fun last night on the live show with JB and Glass. Talked about a couple of different things. We're going to revisit the Cam Newton situation today. Mm-hmm. I feel like getting your take on that. I think it's going to be... you can be interested to see what you got to say about it, so that should be good. We'll talk about your Giants. We'll talk about, Daniel Jones and all that. We'll
Why?
Because it's funny.
Oh, okay. <'Cause>
I'm
like, other than that, what's the point of talking about?
Because it's funny. You got the Dallas quarterback situation, which is, a thing. They lost another one and now they're on their
third. They're going to lose some more.
Well, they're on their third string guy, Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
That's where they at right now.
Jerry Jones is telling people to shut up.
Yeah. The craziness, man. Wild stuff going on,
That's yes. The NFL for you.
Your boy, Antonio Brown, found his way onto the Baltimore Ravens practice squad. No, he went to Tampa with his homeboy Tommy, right?
Dez
is with the Baltimore Ravens, which we spoke about it last night. I don't think Dez Bryant is going to remain on that practice squad for very long. I got a feeling that he will emerge here pretty quickly, and it's going to be good, right?
I mean, I'm okay for Dez. I think he's been through a lot, and I think he's matured. So I'm all about giving him a second chance and having an opportunity.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be good.
That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we get started here, I want to first want to react to this Cam Newton story. So let's talk about that for a second. And we'll get into this the Cam Newton story, and we'll break that down. I first want you to react to... the same thing that I had the fellas react to last night. Mainly, I want you to listen to Cam Newton in this press conference real quick. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to check this out.
Quarterback Cam Newton was benched in the Patriots' devastating 33-6 loss tonight to former quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo in the San Francisco 49ers. Tonight was supposed to be a critical game for the Patriots' season, but what more can we say? It was a complete disaster on both sides of the ball.
I wasn't good enough. I didn't, in no way, shape, form did I put this team in a position to compete. And, that's inexcusable. This is the National Football League where, a lot is put on the quarterback and I have to deliver.
It was like a bad case of deja vu. One week after a terrible loss to the Denver Broncos at home, it happened again. Cam Newton's timing and rhythm looked wildly off, leading to three picks and his eventual sidelining in the second half.
Just wanted to give Stitt a little experience here.
Bill Belichick gave Jarrett Stidham a chance under center without much more success. The Niners picked him off, too. Belichick told reporters Newton will remain the starter going forward. The Patriots' defense, who just a year ago at this time made other quarterbacks see ghosts, look like a shell of themselves. Niners running back Jeffrey Wilson racked up 112 yards and three touchdowns, and they made their ex Jimmy G look like the golden child Belichick always describes him as.
I don't think everything was bad, but there was enough bad for the results to be bad.
If it's any consolation, Newton says he knows what the problem is.
I can't allow myself to, feel sorry for myself. I know what the issue is and, you just have to attack it and do better. It's simple. Play better.
That's the thing that I have the biggest problem with that statement right there. I know what the issue is and I need to get better. Now, any other time, in a situation like this, I don't know. It seems very strange that he gets benched after one time. Like, how many times have we seen Tom Brady throw multiple interceptions in a game?
Right.
How many times have we seen that? And how many times did we see Bill Belichick go to a different quarterback? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I don't know if Cam's getting a fair shake. I don't know if this situation in New England and Cam, if it's the right thing. Something feels weird about it. I just want to get your take on it. I don't know.
So when I see the press conference, I'm really glad that Cam has matured as a player. He's just talking about what Cam needs to do. Because let's keep it real. The Patriots are terrible. They have no receivers. They have no defense. So what can you really do with that roster? And that's what Tom Brady had been complaining about for a very long time. Like, there's nobody on this roster. So what do you want me to do? And so here, you know, I just felt like it was going downhill. There was nowhere else for it to go. Belichick said, let me take him out of this thing before it gets worse than what it is. You know, because everyone will take the interceptions from Stidham because he's a rookie. But if you do interceptions over and over from Cam, it's worse because he's a, you know.
So now you're a veteran.
Right.
Yes.
Veteran.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was interesting. I want you to, this is what happened last night during Team Boy TV Live when I posed the same exact clip and question to JB. Listen to this.
Hey, but JB, Cam Newton is a 9-year veteran, right? Some of the stuff I saw him out there doing, I'm just saying, he should, in my opinion, at this level, he shouldn't be doing those things, right? The other thing is, did you see how quick Belichick came over there, tapped him, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna give Stidham some reps. Now, do you think, now we done seen Tom Brady throw 3 interceptions in a game before. We done seen him do it recently, right? But have we ever seen Belichick make a quarterback change that fast? I don't think we've ever seen that before.
No, I haven't. But I do want to say this, I guess this is unpopular just because of who the Patriots were. That team is not very good. They wasn't that good last year when Brady was there. Right. That team is not very good offensively, especially. And they had that phony number one defense for 4 weeks last year. Everybody thought the team was going to be something. But Brady and that offense was not good for this particular team. Harry can't get open. Edelman is not a number one. Let's go on. So you can't put all that on Cam. If Belichick thought that offense was what people thought it was, he would have brought in somebody better suited or drafted a quarterback to put in place right there. But the team is not very good, and that's exactly what you would have got this with Brady. Sorry. Right. I'm sorry right, to say, right. But yeah. You would have.
Yeah, so when I hear that, I'm 100% on target with JV. The Patriots were garbage last year. But what happened is you had Tom Brady who could mask a lot of that shortfalls. And yeah, Belichick is a good coach. Can't take that away from him. But now you need a little more tools. You had a lot of guys that opted out to play for the season on defense. So that right there. And then there is nobody on that offense. There's nobody. So, unless you're going to throw it to yourself and catch it and run, what you left with?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and the tap on the leg was to say, don't lose your confidence.
Right.
That was just like, okay, we doing something else, but we got you, you know. I mean, the team isn't any good. And to be honest with you, the Patriots as a whole have always had some leverage because it was like, they were the best team in that division. So it's like, if you put the Patriots in the NFC East, yeah, they're going to come out the winner because the rest of it is a dumpster fire. Right. That's why Dallas would come out every year because there was no competition. You know, so it's the same thing. They already had 8 wins sort of given to them every year. So, I mean, this is no surprise to me. Yeah, I think Cam Newton is talented. But you still need somebody to throw the ball to.
Yeah. There was, you know, just a lot of discussion about David Tepper and Matt Rhule's decision to part ways with Cam Newton, you know, late last year, early this year. And, you know, a lot of people sitting back, people in Carolina, people in Tampa are sitting back like, yeah, you know, this is what it comes down to. A lot of people, like people, Carolina folks, is like, well, yeah, you know, I think it was a good move. I mean, look at Cam Newton now. Like, you know, like if we had a kept him, this is what we'd have been dealing with. Was it a good move or not? I don't know, right? I don't know. I think
it was a good move from Cam's perspective.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't ever want to be somewhere that somebody don't want you.
Right.
If you don't want me here,
yeah,
I'm out.
Right. And then there was the whole part about, and everybody wanted to see this, and everybody wanted to question, they had to question what was the key to the dynasty in New England. Was it Bill Belichick's coaching, or was it the greatness of Tom Brady? Right now, as it sits, look like Tom Brady winning that argument. What do you think? I mean,
see, and I don't even think that's the argument that needs to really be had.
Right.
It's two people that went together. They were a perfect storm. Yeah. Right. And mm-hmm. so they made it work. Tom Brady would have not had that level of success without Belichick, and Belichick would have not had that level of success without Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a perfect storm. And let's be honest, if we break down a lot of these Super Bowls that we won, there was a lot of hijinks going on.
Yeah.
Because the one where they beat Atlanta's just, they find new ways to lose. So you can't count them worth anything.
Right.
That one they won against Seattle, there's no way Beast Mode should have not run that ball in. So that would have been another one taken away from them.
Crazy kick in Carolina with the Carolina game.
Coming down to a kick.
Yeah. You know, and it was a bad kick. It was kicked it out of bounds, right? You know what I mean? So, I mean, you're right.
Sometimes it's just a perfect storm for a team to win. You just get there and you win. And they've always been there because it starts with them being in a bad division.
So you kind of like me where you don't really think Tom Brady is because I think I'm not going to take nothing away from his greatness, but I don't like when people hold him at this unreachable, you know, pedestal. I don't know. I've seen greats who may have not won as many Super Bowls because nobody has, right? But I just think the overall quality of their play was better than, like, I would trust a Dan Marino or a Joe Montana or somebody like that if the game was a big game at the Super Bowl was on the line versus Tom Brady, you know, in a crucial situation, and they just happen to get lucky. And we see what happens when their luck runs out, like with the Philadelphia game and the two Giants games. Tom Brady couldn't bail them out,
right.
You know, so it was what it was.
And I mean, you can't take anything away from Tom Brady. The man does have 6 Super Bowl wins,
mm-hmm.
but football is the ultimate team sport.
Yeah.
You don't win all these championships because it's all up to you. The championships don't come down to Tom Brady in the last few minutes with the ball in his hand for the most part.
Right.
We've seen the defense get the turnover. We see the kicker make the kick. I mean, when the ball was in Tom Brady's hands in the Giants Super Bowls, they lost.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, he's good. I'm not taking, you see what he's done to elevate the play in Tampa Bay. It's been drastic. So mm-hmm. you got to give him some credit.
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to motivate. He knows how to be a teammate in the locker room.
Yeah.
But the success that this man has had is in culmination with the coach.
I agree. I definitely agree with a lot of that. And then, you know, I just think it's going to be interesting to see how things play out in New England, because I feel like with this little exposure of Cam Newton's quote-unquote shortcomings, the whole roadmap that he had laid out about, let me go to New England, let me ball out. I mean, listen, it's New England. I can probably win 8 to 10 games just on the fact that it's New England, it's the AFC East. And I could probably, you know, land a big contract. But we see what's happening in Buffalo. You know, Miami might be ready to make a splash. You know, who knows? It looks like the Patriots might not make the playoffs, though. And
they'll make the playoffs.
Well, I don't know.
They'll make the playoffs. Yeah. The Bills are bad.
Yeah.
The Jets are, I mean, they got nowhere to go. Miami, yeah. They're putting Tua in already.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It would be interesting to see.
The Patriots will be.
I just feel like the Cam Newton plan, you know, ain't going to come to fruition. I think we're going to need another year to see, and I don't know if he'll be suiting up as a Patriot next year. We'll see, though. We'll see.
I mean, I could have, really, Cam should have been playing in
Indianapolis or
the Chargers.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, they got Hibbert. He's doing good. So,
he is. I mean, well, I think he would have been a better bridge. You know, I mean, we knew obviously they were going to play Herbert because that was their future. They spent draft picks on him. Right. They moved up again. They did all that stuff. But you bet Tyrod Taylor versus a Cam Newton. I mean,
I'm all about a conspiracy theory, right? Yeah, uh-huh. That's just how my mind works, right? So the whole accidentally busting my rib or my lung or whatever that thing was. No, I'm gonna own the Chargers.
Yeah,
because you just destroyed my career.
Pretty much.
You just destroyed his career.
We've seen the last of Tyrod Taylor.
And so it would be the Tyrod Taylor Chargers.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. But to flip it over to your division, and more specifically the Dallas Cowboys, right? So, you know, a couple weeks ago we saw that horrific stuff that happened to Dak. In comes Andy Dalton. He comes in, and I don't think he could. He wasn't able to lift them to victory that week. I don't think either. But they still lost.
The week that Dak got hurt, they won. They played against the Giants.
Okay, they did. Okay,
they haven't won anything since then.
Right. So, but Andy Dalton hadn't played a full game for the Cowboys yet because he got. You know, it's questionable. Everybody says, some people say it's a legal hit, some people say it's not. I don't know.
It was an illegal hit. For sure. It just wasn't malice, but it was illegal.
Right. So, but now the Dallas Cowboys, from what I understand, things I've been reading online, things I've been seeing, is that, you know, the odds are saying that the Dallas Cowboys are not going to win another game this season. I don't know if they're in that bad a shape, but we're talking about they on third string Ben DiNucci right now. The defense is as horrendous as ever. I think they ranked number 30 in the NFL, I think, I want to say. And it ain't getting no better. I don't know what the quarterback play going to look like with Ben DiNucci, but Dak ain't coming back to save him. And, you know, we may see something may come. I mean, Dalton is in the protocol right now, so we might see him come back. So who knows?
I mean, I think they'll win another game this season. But they're not going anywhere this season. And it's a shame that someone from the NFC East has to get a playoff spot. I'm always a firm believer. If there's nobody at 500 in a division, then nobody gets to go from that division. Yeah. Someone else deserves to take that spot.
Right.
Because we're wasting time with this team.
Well, I mean, you got the Washington football team and Philadelphia, maybe, right?
But they won't be 500 by the time this I think an entire division is like 6 wins. That's a disgrace.
That's pretty bad.
That's a disgrace.
That's pretty rough.
We still have undefeated teams. So you mean to tell me an undefeated team has more wins than the NFC?
Than the whole NFC.
Right. That's right. Unacceptable.
Right.
So no one from that division deserves to come out. As a matter of fact, I need a team to root for this year.
You know, it's funny.
I ain't got no team to root for.
Well, because you wanted it. You was going to root for the Texans, right?
And they turned out to be a disaster.
Yes, they got some issues too, as well. But, you know, but here's the thing. So they expanded the playoffs this year.
Right.
You know, we had another 2 teams. Now, I just throw this at you because I want you to keep this in mind. They added another 2 teams, but we're going to have to deal with a representative from the NFC East, maybe 2.
No way. Another team will have more wins.
Right.
Second winner is coming out of another team. Yeah, ain't no way.
But you're going to have to sit through a Washington or Philadelphia game. Well, you know, maybe the Giants, they're coming up, right? You know, I see the improvement in New York. I do. But
I mean, I'm glad you're humored by all of this. But there's no Giants anything.
Listen, and you gotta understand.
But you know what? We need this season.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. Because we need to get rid of Gettleman.
Well, from what I read, the New York Giants have already said in their mind that this is just they're not bringing Gettleman back next year.
He should have never been there. This is what he does. He comes and destroys.
I ain't gonna get into it, but I have kind of mixed feelings about Dave Gettleman. On one hand, we know what he did for the Carolina Panthers, but we also know what he did to the Carolina Panthers. So that's the reason why the Panthers are in the situation they're in now.
Right.
Is because of Dave Gettleman.
And when you have key, talented players that want to get away from the general manager, that says a lot.
It does.
But we're off track. Go ahead.
Yeah. But you know, like I was saying, like every team in the NFC East is a game or two away from, you know, leading the division. So you want to count the Giants out, just like everybody look at me and be like, why are you so optimistic about Carolina when y'all play in a division with Drew Brees and Tom Brady? Because we one game out. I'm just saying, like, as long as we're a game away.
Yeah, but one game out from what?
From being a contender.
No, you're not. You're a pretender. You get the one game, and then you get in the playoffs and get mollywopped.
You're going to get whooped. It's going to be
bad. So what's the point?
You might as well
start your vacation early.
We can say we made the playoffs.
Nah, start your vacation early. Don't want to break the flip-flops out.
That's hilarious. All right, we're going to take a short break real quick. We come back. We're going to get into these picks, right? That's what we're doing.
Okay, let's do it.
I think that's what we're going to do, right? So let's do that. So,
what up, peeps? This your boy Glass, a.k.a. The Sage of Sports, and I have my own podcast, The Sage of Sports Podcast, where we talk everything and anything about the current topics in the sports world. I have the hot takes, talk about the latest news, players, trades, and transactions, scores, and my weekly NFL picks. So while you run on them errands, doing them chores, checking stuff off your honey-do list, go ahead, pop in your earbuds, click on the Sage Sports Podcast, take a listen, and be entertained.
Sunday's Best is brought to you in part by Sweetwater Music and Pro Audio. Since 1979, Sweetwater has been home for all music lovers, DJs, broadcasts, podcasters, and live streamers. The collection includes an impressive selection of guitars, microphones, DJ equipment, keyboards, drums and percussion, pro mixers, channel strips, accessories, and more from popular brands. You can save on names like Yamaha, Behringer, Rode, M-Audio, Shure, Sennheiser, and Slate Digital. On top of the amazing products offered at Sweetwater, you can go online and read their news and research from artists and experts in the industry. Sweetwater prides themselves on providing top-notch customer service, so if you ever have a question, you can count on the music experts at Sweetwater to resolve your issue. When you shop, just remember to use one of our Sweetwater coupons that I've included in the link in our show notes. Sweetwater is pro audio.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips. Going to the end zone and ends up carrying it as it is for 80. But a walk-in touchdown, and he tripped himself.
He's reading Brandon Graham out there, and then he takes it, and once he does and pulls it, there's just nobody left. Even Evan Engram is out there blocking, and this is the only way he doesn't score.
Listen, I know, it's comedy right now. Everybody thinks it's Daniel Jones, and I don't think people are looking at this with the right perspective, right? That play is reminiscent, like, if there had been a Lamar Jackson or a Michael Vick or a Cam Newton or Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray or somebody like that, would anybody be laughing? That's what I'm saying, right? So everybody think that this Daniel Jones thing is a joke, but what I see what the Giants have done right here is they found a secret weapon. That's my assessment, and I don't know what you think about it.
I think we need to turn your mic off. There's no secret weapon to Daniel Jones whatsoever. This dude can't even stay upright. Get out of here. We need to put a brace on him or something. Get out of here, man.
That dude had wheels.
Get out of here. He had nothing.
He had speed.
He had an invisible turf monster.
Listen, can you imagine if that play was intentional? Can you imagine if that play was intentional? And he just goofed it up at the end, right? But can you imagine if that play was intentional? And watch what I tell you. You think I'm crazy. And I know people are going to catch me, you know, give me some flack about this. But at me on Twitter, at Teamboy TV, you're going to see more of that from Daniel Jones. You're going to see more of that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see some more tripping. We will see some more tripping.
No, because that part was supposed to happen. But I'm telling you, the New York Giants, Saquon, who we 80 yards? What?
Get out of here. Get, I can't even talk to you right now. Picks for Sunday. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's do it. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. Okay. All right. So we kick things off with my squad here in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium. We're bringing in the Atlanta loser Falcons into the Carolina. And I joked around last week, and you should have seen the reaction that I got from Glass and JB when I told them, they was like, we was picking this game. And I was like, yeah, you know, me and the wifey, we stopped at the dollar store, you know, yesterday. And I brought a couple brooms because, you know, it was about time to, you know, sweep up the fish. You should have seen their face. It was hilarious. I thought it was so funny. Anyway.
Was it like my face is now? Yeah, okay.
It was good stuff. It was good stuff. Okay. But anyway, here we go again. Atlanta, I think they 1-5. Carolina is like 4-3 or 4-2. No, somewhere like that. No, 4-3. Yeah. This is their chance to get back to the 500 point. They don't lost two games in a row. Of course, I'm going with the hometown, home team. Carolina trying to get off this crazy two-game losing streak and get back and complete the sweep. You know, so I like it.
I mean, I'm going to go Atlanta, and I'm telling you why. They can't, there's no other way to lose.
Okay.
I mean, you just, like, this is the division game. You got to come to play. Come on, Atlanta.
Okay. You know, I don't know. I just feel like this is a wrap for them. It's over. You know, Julio Jones and Matt Ryan begging and pleading not to be traded. It's a mess. Ryan Moore, that's my boy. I can't clap for him, though. He went the wrong hat. Anyway, the undefeated, this is going to be a good game. They kick off our 1 o'clock games on Sunday. The undefeated, lone undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers taking on my brother's Baltimore Ravens, who I think have only lost one game so far, right? This is going to be a good one. They're playing in Baltimore.
I think this is going to be a good game. I think Baltimore actually ekes this one out.
I think so, too. I said that.
Because I saw how Tennessee came back on Pittsburgh, how they let them come back. Ben Roethlisberger threw, three picks or two picks towards the end?
Yeah.
I had the feeling Baltimore's going to get off to a fast start and beat Pittsburgh on this
one. I think so, too. I think, you know, it's going to come down to the wire, but I think, you know, we're going to see Justin Tucker save the day again. So I like Baltimore in this game, too.
But if Pittsburgh wins this week, it's going to be time to give them respect in that conference.
A lot of old quarterbacks out here still trying to do it, man. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers still trying to do it. You got Ben still trying to do it. Breeze still trying to do it. Brady still trying to do it. And they all do it. And they all do it pretty good right now. Except for
Phillip Rivers.
Right, now. I actually think he was hurt last time I checked anyway. So we got the LA Rams. And we're going to see the beginning. Is this the beginning of a new era?
Tua time.
New era in Miami.
I was so shocked by them starting Tua.
I was too.
I think it was just too soon, but
yes, absolutely.
You know, I guess they got to see what he got. It's the second half of the season. Let's go.
And then home. It's a home game. They start a new quarter. The hype is going to be unbearable. Can LA survive that wave of hype? I think they are a better team than Miami.
I think Donald's going to have a field day with a rookie quarterback.
I mean, go see, show him. Welcome to the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I think it's going to be a nice emotional moment, and I think it's going to be great to watch. I just don't think it's going to, like, it ain't going to be enough to lift the Miami Dolphins to a victory. It would be amazing if Tua got his first victory at home over a formidable team like the LA Rams.
I agree.
I just don't think it's happening. I'm going with the Rams on this one, right? All right, here's one that I don't think is going to go on much discussion. The New York Jets go to Kansas City to face off against the reigning Super Bowl champions. I don't think it's going to be a contest at all.
Yeah, if Kansas City loses to the Jets, they need to give back their Super Bowl ring.
Absolutely, right. Okay, so this one, the fellas called this an upset game last night. I didn't see where it would be an upset. The Minnesota Vikings ain't won but one game. They're not very good. The Green Bay Packers ain't lost but one game. And I think, you know, losing to the Bucks the way they did, I don't think it boded too well with Aaron Rodgers.
And that Minnesota offense has been terrible.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. So I'm going with the gunslinger. I'm sticking with Aaron Rodgers in this game. It's a division game too.
I'm going for Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Here's another one. Indianapolis. Now Tyrod Taylor has been not Tyrod. Who was their backup? Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
But I think, but
Phillip Rivers is fine.
Yeah, I think he's back now. Right? I think, but he's been clear, but I didn't know who they named the starter. I didn't know. But Detroit had a pretty decent game last week. I don't know. They're a quiet team.
A team you can't trust. Right. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in them, though.
Yeah.
You know, they do good when you expect them to not win. They show gut and grit. And then, yeah, but this is a game that I think, and this is in Detroit. It's a very winnable game for Detroit, but. I think talent wise, Indianapolis might have a little bit more, but you know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb this week because I can't really decide in this game. I'm gonna go with the home team, Detroit, in this one.
Okay? I think I'm right on that shit with you. Yeah. I couldn't really pick. You know.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna go Detroit too.
Yeah. So this is the one that me and the fellas got into a little heated debate last night because you know
what's the debate?
Well, they think that I'm a Baker Mayfield fanboy. It's not true. But he did show some grit and maturity and some heroics last week. Thought it was amazing. Right?
Lord have mercy.
Listen, look.
History says that Baker Mayfield always plays good against the Bengals. He showed out last year against the Bengals.
Yeah.
Like, show out against Las Vegas. Let's see something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan. It's just so many... I mean, and then he had this quote. I wish you had got the quote.
Oh.
Open up. He wanted to do his DMX. Open up. Shut him down. All you got to do is open up, shut him down, open up shop.
Oh. I wish I had had that.
I was like, what, Baker? Go sit down.
Listen, Baker is the future of the Cleveland Browns, and you know, and he's the face of that franchise. You know, I do like, you know, Las Vegas showed some grit and moxie against the Kansas City Chiefs. They won that game. Mm-hmm. Which is great, but what? Right. So I mean, but that's another formidable team. So they done had a stretch there where
I'm going with Vegas. I think that John Gruden is going to have his team prepared and ready to go to beat Cleveland.
I hope so.
And I don't like Baker Mayfield.
I hope so. But I really want to see Baker shine one more time. And I actually want to see. And I told him last night, this is probably going to be the defining game of Baker Mayfield's very young career so far. In this game right here at home, because you got a lot of people like you and JB and Glass and a lot of other folk who are just like not giving Baker Mayfield a fair shake, and I think
he gets more fair shakes than anybody I know.
Maybe.
Get out of here.
Maybe.
Get out of here. Next game.
Listen,
more fair shake.
I think the Tennessee Titans got robbed of their momentum because the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers was scheduled to be like a week 3 game or something like that. And it got moved because of COVID-19. It was Tennessee's fault, but whatever. But actually, Tennessee was the hotter team when they were supposed to play. And then it seemed like Pittsburgh kind of, you know, got momentum rolling. So by the time the game actually went down, Tennessee kind of got shocked a little bit. I think they were on the heels most of that game. They, you know, Henry couldn't get going.
Yeah, Tennessee got off to a late start.
Yeah, so, you know.
A slow start.
But
they're going to beat the Bengals.
Yeah, this is a bounce back game for them. I think they would definitely round back into form in this game and show, you know, it's a rough going for the rookie Joe Burrow. That's what happens, though. When you get drafted that high, you go to a pretty rough squad.
That's right. That's the nature of it.
And that's how you get your licks. That's how you get them in. That's how you earn your keep, right? But yeah, so he's going to take another beating in this game, and it's going to be bad, right? So I like Tennessee in this one. New England and Buffalo, and who knows, is the starter going to be Stidham or Cam? You know, I think we go back to Cam, but we don't know. I haven't heard anything, right? I don't know who the starter going to be for New England. They're going on a road trip. I don't think that Belichick would send a backup quarterback on the road to a super formidable, you know, division rival like Buffalo. I think we still see Cam at the controls. I still think that the New England Patriots are going to lose. Right?
Really?
I do. I'm going to go with Buffalo in this game.
I'm picking New England.
Okay, cool. All right, here is the Chargers versus Denver. Tyrod Taylor was cleared, but I don't think he's coming back because I think they think Justin Herbert got the hot hand right now.
I mean, he's been playing well. You can't take that away from him.
Right, you know.
And Denver, didn't someone get hurt on Sunday?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Chargers.
I think the Chargers are the Denver Broncos just really can't really produce a whole. They won the game last week. I think they kicked 4 field goals just to win the game. And against the Chargers, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not going to work. So, yeah, I like the Chargers in this game, too. San Francisco got lucky last week because they faced a bad
Patriots team
and got gifted three interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
They're going into Central League to face off against Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett, DJ Metcalf, which these guys will not gift no three interceptions to the San Francisco 49ers.
Even though Seattle defense is terrible.
No.
They just got some guy Dunlap.
Yeah. Right. But San Francisco
but I'm going Seahawks.
Yeah, San Francisco got lucky last week. This ain't going to be pretty. And then Seattle lost last week, too, in that overtime game against Arizona. Nah, they definitely got a point to prove. This is going to be a good matchup right here. New Orleans versus Chicago. Chicago's on that team that's on the bubble. In the actually, I think they're in the lead, and no, they're second to the Green Bay Packers in their division. But they are on the bubble. They're a team that everybody kind of got their eye on. Nick Foles took the reins a couple weeks ago, and
Nick Foles only plays good against Tom Brady.
You think so?
New Orleans.
We won against Carolina last week. I'm saying he did. You know, and so like so far he's won in his starts in Chicago, right? But you like New Orleans on the road. You know what? I like what I see in this young Chicago team. You know, especially the defense led by Khalil Mack. Them dudes know how to force turnovers. I think Drew Brees, man, he like to, you know, he putting the ball in the air way too much at this stage of his career. Even though Kamara had a really really good game last week, but they throw the ball around way too much for a squad like Chicago. Them defensive backs gonna bring them things the other way. I like the Chicago defense in this game. I'm going with Chicago at home. Here's the worst game of the weekend. It's in the primetime slot for all you people who are Dallas Cowboys fans, right? You get the main event game of Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys traveling to Philadelphia. I guess it's a coin flip.
It's got to be Philly because you had the better quarterback.
Right.
That's
right.
The only reason why.
Yeah. You know, I just Dallas is they got a lot to prove, and this is actually be a proving game for them. I mean, honestly, it's so much garbage in the NFC East that it's hard to even like think about which one of these teams is the best out of those.
Right, you know? The best right. of what? The best right. of who?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess it's Philly. I'm just gonna go with Philly because Dallas just ain't showed nothing in the last 3-4 weeks. They ain't showed nothing.
And then their owner acts like, you know, all we gotta do is this, that, and the other. Y'all are not one specific thing away from the Super Bowl.
Right.
You get your mind right.
You know,
you suck. Your team sucks.
Yeah, it's
and not... the one thing that will solve all of Dallas' problems won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
They need to fire Jerry Jones.
They need to fire Jerry, which they can't fire Jerry Jones. But what they can
exactly.
do, but what they can do is that they can
get a real GM and yes. stop nepotism, this thing to death with him and his son who don't know what they're doing.
Or they can convince Jerry to step down and somebody to step to him and just be like, look, bro, you need to hire somebody. You need to, you know, to do whatever. But I don't know if this, I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know how that's going to shake out. But I think the only way Dallas gets rid of the Joneses is that the Joneses, unfortunately, the Joneses are going to have to leave this earth.
Terrible.
That's really the only way. Unfortunately, that's just what it is. Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, they go up to New York to face off against your Giants on Monday Night Football. That's a free trip to New York.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Right.
A free trip to New York.
A free trip to New York, right?
Swing by the Empire State right. Building, whoop up on the Giants, come on home.
There you go, right?
That's pretty much the itinerary.
Yeah, not bad. I definitely don't think the Giants got a shot. This would be super entertaining if they could able to win this game, but I doubt it seriously. Like
yeah,
that.
I mean.
I bet the odds are really low, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think there are any odds.
Right, yeah, so I don't know. But that's going to really do it for this week's show. I'm glad that you was able to join me this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, thanks for having me along
yeah,
here. Good. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was good. We're at the halfway mark. Of the
and I want the people to at me VernieB73. Tell me who I need to root for this year as a team, and anybody don't pick Kansas City because that's like right. bandwagon for
right.
me.
Well,
but give
the,
me a
the popular teams are what? Tampa, Kansas City, Baltimore.
No, give me a reason why I need to root right. for this team, yeah, not because okay. nah.
Right. I got you.
Give me a reason.
Well, it should be good. I think we're at the halfway mark. Going forward, it's time to put the chess pieces in place to get into playoff position. That's what we're working toward now. From this point on, everything is all serious. The pregame is over, right? I'm excited though. For to see how the rest of the season is going to turn out, especially with this new expanded playoff format, should be good. I want to thank everybody who support the live stream on Wednesday nights. I think you guys are amazing. All our new fans over at sportcaster.io, you guys are amazing for supporting the live stream. The YouTube subscribers are gangster. Everybody over at Urban Arena who support what we do, definitely appreciate it. And that kind of thing. Make sure you check out the podcast and the live stream on all your favorite, podcast deal, Spotify, Apple, Google, so on and so forth. Again, Vernie, it's been real.
All right.
Yeah. Lord willing, if everything's good, we'll be here again next week. And we'll see you guys then. Take it easy. Peace.